Parshas Kisavai, it says, Vayvienu el amokim hazeh, Hashem brought us to this place, Vayitein lanu es ha'aretz hazois, and he gave us this land, Eretz zovas chalav edvash, a land flowing with milk and with honey. This is what you say when you bring Bikurim. Rashi explains, Vayvienu el hamokim hazeh, he brought us to this place. What is this place? The Beis HaMikdash. The question arises is that it should say the other way around. It should have said first, Vayitin lanu es ha'aretz, he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and then Vayivayenu al hamakom hazeh, then he built for us the Beis HaMikdash. That's the sequence. The land should have been mentioned first. So the Hemek Dover, the Netziv, it's brought down in Growth Through Torah, that the Netziv says in Hemek Dover, that he explains that the Beis HaMikdash was a special ruchniyistika benefit, while Eretz Yisrael was for the most part a physical benefit. Now, of course, Eretz Yisrael has its Kedusha as well, but comparison to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a physical benefit versus the Beis HaMikdash, which is a spiritual benefit. And when we express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to learn how to express that gratitude in the order of importance to which we are grateful. And therefore, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our spiritual blessings before our material blessings. And this should be the order of our priorities in our thinking and our behavior. Our spiritual needs should be uppermost in our minds. And this will have a practical ramification would there ever be a conflict between our spiritual and material well-beings. So, for example, if you want to express Torah Karas HaTayv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you could do is thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you the beautiful gift of Shabbos, for the fact that you have a pair of tefillin that you're wearing every single day and to be Mekai in the midst of tefillin and mezuzahs and all the mitzvahs, and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the time that he gives you to be able to learn Torah. And after that, yes, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you parnasa, for giving you food in the fridge, for giving you health, physical health. And that's the way to do it. You refocus, reshift, because the tachlis of Hashem showering upon you those physical gifts is to ultimately give you the opportunity to be mekayim those spiritual gifts, the Torah and mitzvahs that you're meant to do, that is indeed the tachlis. Same thing in Shalom Bayis. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're married. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're all the chazals that talk about how it's toiv, loy toiv heyos adam levadi, and then you're Baruch Hashem married, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And then you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the physical benefits of how much your wife or your husband has given you, and that Hashem sent you them to you to help you with everything in life. And then it says, V'ata hine hevesi es reishis pri adam asher nosata li Hashem. I have brought the first few fruits of the land which the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. V'inachdoi lefnei Hashem aleikecha. And you shall place it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ishtachavisa lefnei Hashem aleikecha. And you shall bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chaim Shmulevitz notes that we do not find the idea of bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned in any other commandment other than here by Bikurim. Why is it mentioned here by the bringing of the first fruits? The whole concept of bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash was to show Hakaras HaTayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he has given us. It's an expression of our awareness that everything we have, absolutely everything, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Torah mentions Dafka over here that we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to symbolize our total submission to His Ratzayin, to His will, because all we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this applies to our material achievements, this applies to our intellectual achievements, and to have a karas ha'tayv, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you could understand Torah that you're learning, or any chidushim that he gives you. The greater your awareness that all you have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you will appreciate it. Many mefarshim point out, a small gift from a very distinguished and important person is a very, very special gift. The greater the giver, the more you treasure that which you were given. Therefore, when you give with the reality of realizing that it is the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bairei Olam, you will have tremendous pleasure with everything you have, even the smallest, seemingly smallest taiva that you have, that you got. Even the smallest things Hashem gives you is a joy tremendously from the very fact that it is the Bairei Olam that is giving it to you. And then the Pasuk says, you shall rejoice in all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. This is a mitzvah. We are obligated to feel simcha when with what we were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we need a mitzvah to be b'simcha? Shouldn't we automatically be b'simcha? And the answer is, as Koheles brings down, and Koheles Rabbah brings down, and Pasuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Daled, that a man's nature is to constantly want more than he presently has. Mi sheyesh leimana reitza masayim. One who wants 100, who has 100, wants 200. So our moments are of simcha are mixed with a sadness over what we lack. That's the human nature aspect of it. Therefore, the Torah is telling us as a mitzvah to go beyond that human nature and to rejoice in what we have. We should strive to feel a joy that is complete, because a lack of simcha is hurtful, both physically and spiritually. Mar Mordechai Gifter used to say this, and it's brought down in Pirkei Torah, Chelek Beis, page 107. If you think that you will be happy only because you have more, Rizal Pliskin brings this down in Growth Through Torah, if you always think that you will be happy only when you have more, or you get more, you will never be happy. When you finally get what you were hoping for, you will again shift your focus on getting more, and you will feel more unhappy because until you acquire yet more. Since happiness is dependent on your present state of mind, you could only be happy if your mind is focusing on appreciating what you presently have and what you are presently doing. I'm going to say that over that line because it is so vital. Since happiness is dependent on the present state of your mind, you could only be happy if your mind is focused on appreciating what you presently have and what you are presently doing. Just having things in itself will not make you happy. Pirkei Avos talks about it in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Asher Hasameach Bechalkai. Who is a wealthy person? He who experiences joy with what he has. Regardless of what you have, you are only an usher. You're only wealthy if you have mastered the ability to appreciate what you have. For example, if someone put a fortune in your name in a bank account in Switzerland without telling you about it and without giving you the bank your address, would you be considered wealthy? Even though someplace in this planet there's a large amount of money in your name, what you own gives you no emotional pleasure since you're not able to focus on it. Similarly, if you have eyes, you have hands, you have feet, you have a mind to think, you're only considered wealthy if you allow yourself to feel pleasure in what you have. That you have your eyes and hands and feet and your mind to think. And by the way, Agav, the learning of Sefer Chayvus Halvavos, Shar HaBechina, is an excellent exercise. The learning of that Shar, of besides the point of it, one of the main points in that Shar HaBechina, is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the wisdom of his creation. You learn from there also not only the wisdom of all of Hashem's creation, but the absolute unbelievable kindness, chesed, in everything in creation that reflects on a creator, both his wisdom, his infinite wisdom, and his infinite kindness. And that develops Hakaras HaTov too, and it's kedai to learn that Shar HaBechina. But gaining that attitude, that you're wealthy by focusing on the brachas that you have, helps you internalize this midah. And then it'll be helpful. Therefore, this pasuk, just like people have with the pasuk sometimes posted called Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, I've seen it in very valuable chashuva homes that they put it up, that they look at it and to remind themselves that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always standing before us. This pasuk, is kedai also to print and put up in an index card where you could see it and think about and internalize. And that is the v'samachta b'chol atoiv asher nasan l'cho Hashem aleikecha. You shall rejoice with all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. That is the tremendous yesod to learn from this week's parsha. The next thing is a very powerful lesson as well, is that if you are deserving of a bracha, it will reach you even if you try running away from it. It says in the pasuk, Uvo alecha kol habrachos ha'elo v'yisigucha. It will come to you, all of these blessings, and it will reach you. V'yisigucha, it will reach you. Kisishma b'kol Hashem alikecha. What is this v'yisigucha? What does it mean? And again, the Netziv, the Hamek Dover, explains, a person who does not study Torah with appropriate enthusiasm and joy will experience pleasure even with the smallest amounts of financial profit and personal success. But a person who engaged in Torah study in a way that it should be studied with joy and pleasure will feel so elevated with the minor pleasures and profits, and it will not affect his emotional state. Only if such a person obtains an extremely major profit or success will it have a positive emotional effect on him. Therefore, the Torah states that the blessing will be so great that even if you are totally engaged in Torah, you will be able to still be able to appreciate that gift. So, now, the thing idea is, behind this is that at times a person does not realize what is truly good for him. And by mistake, he runs away from a bracha because he doesn't feel it's a bracha. So the Torah guarantees you that the bracha will pursue him and reach him even if he's trying to escape from it. Only after he receives the bracha will he become aware of what is really good for him. This will save a lot of people from a lot of agmas nefesh. There are so many things in life that appear at first glance as negative, as a negative occurrence. But if you're patient, you will see that this very thing that seemed to be something negative was actually one of the best things that ever happened in your life. So that's what Hashem does sometimes. He's giving you a bracha, and then when you get it and you think about it and you spend some time with it, you realize it's one of the best brachas you ever got. But you see it initially, I don't want it. It doesn't seem, with the naked eye, pleasant. So, but Hashem tells you anyway, Ubo alecha kol habrachos ha'ela, all these brachas will come, v'hi sigucha, and it will reach you. You will be zeicha to these gifts. So beware of this. If you look back in your past, everyone has this. Some things in the past where we have, you know, we don't know the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo machshavoy se machshavoy seichem. So yes, there may be things in the past that seem negative that happened and you don't understand why it happened and it creates some agmas nefesh and hurt and you never really came to terms with why, other than, you know, working on the emunah and betachin that everything Hashem does is for the best. That is true. There are some things that we will never be able to understand fully why we had to go through something in the past, even though we know ultimately it's for our benefit, but we don't really grasp it. But nevertheless, despite what we just said right now, there are still, if you look back in your life, many, many, many things where you do look back and you see now that seemingly negative thing was a Pesach that opened up beautiful and wonderful matanos to you. And very often, even with our limited knowledge and our limited brains and our limited understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Ki lo machshavei se machshavei seichem, nevertheless, Hashem does give us some ability to do this. Everyone in their life, absolutely everyone, can go back into their life and look back at many, many things that were brachais, but at the time seemed to be not so much brachos, and you were running away from it, and Hashem said, nothing doing, v'hisigucha, you're going to get it, and you got it. In the beginning, it may have caused you temporary agmas nefesh. Then you look back and you see, wow, this was a tremendous chesed for me. It's kedai for people to share and write this down and tell your children about it, to realize these chasadim that are revealed later in life to have been the greatest brachas that you could have possibly have gotten from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be Messiah here is the key, that Simcha is a cornerstone of Torah observance. That is the bottom line. It is the key. Simcha is the key and fundamental prerequisite of keeping Torah and keeping mitzvahs. And therefore, it is so important to work on this midah of simcha and to let it grow and to let it develop. And that comes with Hakaras HaTov, with the Bikurim that we discussed, and to get a geshmak. The best, the Yidden that helped most in helping us become better Yidden, or the ones that were machzer people the tshuva, or ma'ira people to do Torah and mitzvahs, and to bring them into Yiddishkeit, almost all of them, you could say, what made them turn to them when someone invited them to a Shabbos meal and they didn't know nothing about Shabbos, or whatever it is. It is the inner simcha, and also the love, the kindness, the concern, the ahavas Yisrael, 1,000,000%, but also that inner joy that they saw how much that host loved Shabbos, had a simcha for Shabbos, enjoyed Shabbos, and had a simcha sachayim overall. The people, it's the biggest Kiddush Hashem when people that are shomrei Torah and mitzvahs have a tremendous true inner simcha sachayim that flows over and is mashpia other people to be mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.